a commercial-free, streaming-on-demand presentation from WBPN.
ABC Audio's 40 on the 4th was recorded at the ABC Studios. Thanks to our partners at Boot Barn. Boot Barn strives to offer a piece of the American spirit. Boot Barn, proud supporters of the West.
Yes, indeed. July 4th weekend on tap. I am not even over Memorial Day yet. Here we are. Matt Wolf holding it down. Glad you're with us again for the return of ABC Audio's 40 on the 4th, where for the next 3 hours, we're going to look back at the 40th anniversaries of some hugely important and influential albums at the 40-year mark. Important and influential are really just fancy terms for music we love, in plain English, right? And if you look at the year 1983, for those of you who are actually around for it, MTV was really just the dominant force in music. There was nothing like the real world. There was no MTV Cribs, no Beavis and Butthead. The kids from Jersey Shore, I think, were just born. They were like tadpoles, who knows? But back then, MTV really stood for music television, and you couldn't watch a stretch on the channel without these three guys popping up. You could say the second British invasion was already underway with this one. One of the defining albums of the 1980s, The Police's Synchronicity. Sting, Andy Summers, Stuart Copeland recorded this in just 6 weeks. It went on to move over 8 million copies, followed by a huge world tour. And it was their most successful studio album, and it would also be their last.
We broke up just in the nick of time before we saw the inevitable downturn.
That is Police drummer Stuart Copeland. Now, it is pretty well known things had been wearing kind of thin at this point between the band members, especially between Copeland and Sting. They've long since patched stuff up, but Copeland told us they all had some measure of blame to share in the band's breakup.
You sort of have such momentum that you take it for granted that it's going to set the world on fire, because the last one did, and his songs got better and better, and I think it continued to grow even after he left the Police. It's kind of an arrogance that goes with that life, that you're in this bubble where everything's just great and everything's growing, and in our arrogance, in our hubris, we took it for granted that it was, yeah, sure, another hit.
And here is one of those hits from Synchronicity. It's Synchronicity 2. It's The Police on ABC Audio's 40 on the 4th.
Many miles away.
ABC Audio's 40 on the 4th.
Country in the Big Country on ABC Audio's 40 on the 4th, moving the needle back to 1983, all July 4th weekend. One of those defining one-hit wonders of the era. Matt Wolf looking at songs and albums marking 40 years around the sun from 1983, and you could safely say this collection is the very definition of peak 80s. Certified 6 times platinum, Journey's 8th studio album, Frontiers, followed the same blueprint as their last record, Escape, with a perfect blend of arena rock riffs and made for MTV pop sensibilities, keyboards and all. Yeah, I'm talking to you, Jonathan Cain. The classic lineup of Cain, Neil Sean, Ross Valerie, Steve Smith, and Steve Perry was firing on all cylinders here.
There was an old saying, tape don't lie. So whatever was right about it, you'd hear it on the tape. Whatever was wrong about it, tape don't lie.
That's Steve Perry talking about his take on why the Journey catalog still resonates today.
So it was really a challenge for us to be honest with ourselves and reach and keep reaching for the sort of timeless performances from the tracks to vocals to mixing. And I think that's probably one of the biggest things that would separate Journey at that time, I think, from a lot of people, is that we really reached for something different.
I will run into the midnight sun. Go round and round. Restless hearts sleep alone through the night, sending all my love along the wire. They say that the road ain't no place to start a family. Right down the line, it's been you and me. Love and the music, man, ain't always what it's supposed to be. Oh, girl, you stand by me. I'm forever.
Audio's 40 on the 4th is brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. 1983, John Cougar Mellencamp releases Aha. Uh-huh.
my shoulder to see what I'm after. Everybody's got the problems, ain't no new news here. I'm the same old girl you've been having for years. I'm confused the problem with each girl. It's perfectly clear, just a human desire.
From Seymour, Indiana, John Mellencamp and Crumbling Down on ABC Audio's 40 on the 4th. Looking back at some choice albums and songs turning four decades young. 1983, the year for John with Uh-Huh. Really big album for him. The first where he uses his actual last name, Mellencamp, eventually going on to losing the cougar part altogether. He just wrapped up his tour. A lot of fun seeing him here in New York at the Beacon Theater. Hopefully, he heads out again soon. It's Matt Wolf. When we get back...
I've stopped trying to figure out how, or more importantly, when our best moments are going to come along.
We'll take a look at U2's War album and their induction into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
ABC Audio's 40 on the 4th.
These are more than just great songs. To us, they're intricately interwoven fabric that binds our lives together. Kind of like your daily vitamin booster. It keeps you going. 92.9 and 96.5 WBPM.
And we want all of you to enjoy the Rock and Roll all day today, so please move back.
ABC Audio's 40 on the 4th is brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Call or go to statefarm.com to get a quote today.
Hey! How you doing, people? Light them up!
So, a little quick math for you. 40 years ago is 14,600 days. That's 350,400 hours. I'm not even going to break it down in seconds here because my brain is still melting over the fact that these songs we're showcasing all 4th of July weekend are tagged as four decades old. Who's in denial? Me. Matt Wolf, that is the order of business all this weekend, marking, of course, America's birthday and taking a look back at some key albums from 1983, where in February of that year, four scrappy lads from Dublin let loose with album number 3. There is a lot you can say about War from U2, which many consider to be the band's first big politically themed album. Either way, it caught people's attention that year. It's just another chapter in the band's storied history as they gear up for their residency at the Sphere out in Las Vegas this fall, without drummer Larry Mullen Jr., who is still recovering from back surgery. Now, so many people have tried to figure this all out over the years. U2's appeal, their mystique, their endurance. But really, sometimes, you don't need a full-on scientific explanation.
You can break it down, you can study it all you want, but you cannot just dial it up. It doesn't work like that.
That is The Edge, from when U2 was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame back in 2005.
And as far as U2 goes, I've stopped trying to figure out how, or more importantly, when our best moments are going to come along. But I think that's why we're still awake, and that's why we're still paying attention. And we know in the end, you see, we know that it is magic.
And with so much anticipation building for the next U2 tour, which starts this fall, music critic and author Alan Light thinks the experience, as always, will be something special.
I think they've really managed to continually remake the arena and stadium concert experience. In addition to the catalog and the massive records and the impact that these guys have had, there's this feeling around their tours that it's going to be something that you haven't seen before. It's going to be a different way of going to one of these mega shows.
Audio's 40 on the 4th is brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. 1983, Billy Idol, Rebel Yell.
a little angel came hopping on the floor. She said, come baby, got a license for love. And if it excites, pray help from the
William Michael Albert Broad, better known to me and you as one Billy Idol, Rebel Yell, title cut there from Billy's second album back in 1983. And the story goes, Billy was at some kind of function watching Keith Richards, Ronnie Wood, and Mick Jagger from the Stones passing around a bottle of Rebel Yell whiskey. Aha! Billy just had to write the song about it, right? So Keith Richards and alcohol inspiration, you don't say. Somehow, that's very on brand. Matt Wolf, it is ABC Audio's 40 on the 4th, looking at albums and songs that have taken 40 passes round the sun. And when we get back...
Pack your bags, man. We're going to step in front of a camera.
Billy Gibbons looks back on ZZ Top's biggest album, 1983's Eliminator.
ABC Audio's 40 on the 4th.
If you've had great food today, thank a farmer. If you got products that keep you healthy and clean, thank a truck driver. If you lived your life today in peace, thank the people in our armed forces. If your neighborhood is a safe place, thank your police department. If you're healthy, thank your doctors. And if you're enjoying this hour of music from WBPM, you can thank us by telling your friends about us, because they'll enjoy it too. 92.9 and 96.5 WBPM.
ABC Audio's 40 on the 4th is brought to you by Gorilla Glue. Incredibly strong, 100% waterproof, and bonds virtually everything. Gorilla Glue, for the toughest jobs on planet Earth.
Run with you.
one and only David Bowie, title cut from his 1983 offering, Let's Dance, on ABC Audio's 40 on the 4th. All this long July 4th weekend looking at key albums and songs 40 years young, Matt Wolf. And I will tell you, 13-year-old me was kind of fixated on Bowie at that point growing up in the MTV era because he took the music video concept, flipped the script, and basically elevated things because, you know, that's what David Bowie just did with everything. No denying his impact on music today as well. And another act that took the music video concept next level, that little old band from Texas. If ever there was anyone else synonymous with early MTV, it was ZZ Top. Now, mind you, they had been around since 1969 with already 7 albums under their belt by 1983, and they had just wrapped up the Eliminator recording sessions when things were about to take a big turn for the band with this album.
This new thing called MTV was on the horizon. And they said, pack your bags, man. We're going to step in front of a camera. We're going to put some visuals to this new music.
That's ZZ Top guitarist Billy F. Gibbons. Now, part of the visuals, one of the most iconic images of the 1980s, centering around the Eliminator album.
We had been building on the what became known as the Eliminator Coupe, a 1934 Ford. And it was the director, Tim Newman, who saw pictures of this car, and he said, gee whiz, he said, is it running? I said, we'll certainly let you know. Of course, the first day on the set, he demanded that the little red car show up, and who should get the keys? ZZ Top? Well, those are 3 guys standing on the side of the highway watching 3 pretty girls driving the sides off of that car. We're still waiting.
Like a boomerang.
ABC Audio's 40 on the 4th is brought to you by Boot Barn, proud supporters of the West. 1983, Elton John, I'm Still Standing.
Your blood like winter freezes just like ice. And there's a cold and lonely light that shines from you. You wind up like the wreck you hide behind that mask you use. And did you think this fool could never win? Well, look at me, I'm coming back again. I got a taste of love in a simple way. And if you need to know while I'm still standing, you just fade away. Don't you know I'm still standing better than I ever did? Looking like a true survivor, feeling like a little kid. And I'm still standing after all this time, picking up the pieces of my life without you on my mind. I'm still standing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm still standing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Once I never could have hoped. Starting down the road, leaving me again. The threats you made were meant to cut me down. And if my love was just a circus, you'd be a clown by now. No, I'm still standing better than I ever did. Looking like a true survivor, feeling like a little kid. I'm still standing after all this time, picking up the pieces of my life without.
Audio's 40 on the 4th.
know I listen too long, but then one thing leads to another. Yeah, yeah.
The Fix, One Thing Leads to Another on ABC Audio's 40 on the 4th, celebrating albums and songs hitting the 40-year mark all July 4th weekend. Cy Kernan and Company hitting big with that, the band's highest charting single and monetized in plenty of commercials these days. And yes, I did hear it being played in the supermarket last week. Is that bad? I just don't know anymore. Matt Wolf on the other side.
We didn't look like other rock bands. It was closer to Duran Duran than say, Iron Maiden.
Phil Collin takes a look back at Def Leppard's landmark album, 1983's Pyromania.
ABC Audio's 40 on the 4th is brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Call or go to statefarm.com to get a quote today.